Hello and welcome back. Today is all about time. Time can be our greatest gift or our worst enemy. It was Napoleon Hill who said that life is a checkerboard, and the player opposite you is time. If you hesitate moving or neglect to move promptly, your men will be wiped off the board by time. You are playing against a partner who will not tolerate indecision. You cannot control time. You can, however, manage your use of time wisely. However, many people make poor choices and not only waste their allotted time, but they really hinder their forward progress. So when people say, "I don't have the time," what they're really saying is that it's not important enough for them to allocate time to that activity. But just think of the amount of time that people waste watching, for example, the news or watching television in general. They can spend hours every single evening doing this. Or what about the time that they spend on endless details that don't really matter in the overall scheme of things, where they get caught up in endless problems and they get stuck in these? And what about the amount of time we spend checking our emails, or going on Facebook, or making worthless phone calls? I'm not saying you can't do these things, but a lot of people tend to make these a priority. Kids these days spend all their time playing computer games. What about the smaller things that you're caught up in? Could you delegate those things out to others so that you can free up your vital energy to do things that you are uniquely qualified to do? And then there's the fact that most people get trapped in their thoughts and spend a lot of their time thinking and worrying and being fearful, and very little time experiencing. So how you spend your time shows what you truly value. Whatever you unconsciously value, you spend time on. And like I said before, we become masters at justifying what we do and why we do it. So the fact is, we do the things that we truly value in life and that we place in a position of high priority. We always find a time for those things. I want to ask you a question. How much have you decided you're worth per hour? I wonder if you ever thought of that. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to either fill out the worksheet that goes along with this lesson, or just get yourself a piece of paper, and I want you to write down the following. What do you currently earn in a year? And I want you to divide that by 12 so that you can get what you currently earn per month. And now go ahead and take that figure and divide it by 4. And you're left with what you currently earn per week. Now take that figure and divide it by 5 or 6, could be 7 depending on how many days that you work. And then divide it by 8, 10, 12, or whatever it is that are the hours that you work per day. Go ahead and do that now. So you're left with the hourly figure that you pay yourself. So how much have you decided that you're worth per hour? There's the figure right there. This is your financial blueprint. And most probably, it has been set before you were 10 years old. In the USA alone, 50% of all lottery winners lose all their winnings and find themselves broke again within 2 years. And we've all heard of these stories. We've all heard about the people who are broke and suddenly they just get lucky with an inheritance or by winning the lottery, only to rapidly lose all the money in return to being broke. It's not that they've had bad luck or that they've been born under the wrong astrological sign. It's just that their internal programming, their internal compass, is locked in at broke or poor. And their unconscious programming doesn't support them making, growing and holding on to their wealth. So their mind is fixed on struggle and poverty. Does that make sense? And of course, on the flip side of the coin, we've talked about Richard Branson and such a person, their mindset is set to wealthy. But this is your financial blueprint. Now what I want you to do is I want you to write down how much you would be earning per year if you were absolutely fulfilling your full potential. You know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that you're destined for greater things. But a lot of people are settling, aren't they? So once again, divide that figure by 12 so that you have the monthly figure. Go ahead and divide it by 4 for the weekly figure. Divide it by 5, 6, or 7 for the amount of days that you work. And once again, divide it by 8 or 10 or 12 to calculate how much you would need to be worth per hour based on this. And how many hours do you want to work, by the way? Because again, it's a mindset, is it not? If you feel that you have to work very, very hard and struggle, and only then will you make money, then your unconscious is saying, okay, we're going to work hard, we're going to struggle, and then we'll make money. Could you not just as easily convey across to your unconscious that you're really going to work smartly, that you're going to do the hours that allow you to really have balance in your life? So, what is the figure you're left with? Go ahead and subtract your actual earnings per hour from your desired earnings per hour if you were operating at your full potential. Now ask yourself the following question. Is what you're doing now, every hour, activities-wise, worth your time? Will it get you to where you want to go? Will it take you from the hourly figure that you're currently paying yourself to that hourly figure that you would be making if you were living up to your full potential? Once again, any activity that you're involved in every day is costing you the amount of money that you're currently paying yourself per hour. So you're paying yourself an hourly wage for all the activities you do, and that includes chatting on the phone, checking emails, checking voicemails. Are you using your time wisely? Are you getting your money's worth? Are you getting high leverage returns on your investment? How much time do you spend on low return actions? Where you spend your time shows what you truly value. Now, this can be a real eye-opener for people. You need to prioritize your time. You need to focus on your most passionate goals. Think back to yesterday and go ahead and track back your day by your actions, by your activities. Did they move you closer to your dreams? Or was there certain activities that moved you further away? Go ahead and write down whatever activities may have moved you further away from your dreams and from your goals. So how much time did you check your voicemail, for example? Write that down. And what time that cost you relative to your hourly rate. If you went into your emails, into your inbox 10 times during the day, and each time you spent 10 minutes in there, well, there's 100 minutes of your day in your emails. Was that a productive use of your time? Go ahead and summarize how much time you invested in each activity. Did you go onto Facebook? How long for? Was it from a business point of view, or was it just socializing? How much time did you invest in going for cups of coffee and chatting? How much time did you spend at lunch? And here's another important thing. Was it a lunch that was going to put you into a sleep for a few hours afterwards? In other words, was it a healthy lunch? Because all of this comes into it. Now, if you're like most people, you'll be astounded by the amount of time and money that you invest in activities that are not high leveraged, and even by the amount of time that you waste. So if you're currently paying yourself £25 an hour or $25 an hour, and your goal is to be paying yourself $200 an hour or £200 an hour, well, you're not going to do that doing £5 or $5 an hour tasks. Does that make sense? I'm not saying you don't do the small things, but we should always be looking to delegate activities that are not high leveraged for the achievement of our dreams. So are you getting caught up in paperwork, for example, that someone else could do? Or marketing? Are you playing to your strengths? Or are you doing someone else's job? Are you a jack of all trades? You have to be involved in something that you are worth, that's worth your investment of time, and you're doing these higher leverage activities that will produce far greater returns for you. And then you must learn to take action on faith and belief based on where you want to go, not on where you are. So if you want to double or triple your income, for example, then you need to start acting that way now. So that may mean that you do need to hire someone else to do these lesser things. Ultimately, if money were no object, would you hire that person? And let's talk about congruency then as well, because this all comes into it. I talked about, for example, the type of diet that you may be on. Is that serving you, empowering you, or is it disempowering you and giving you less energy to do the things that you need to do? How do you socialize? Do you drink excessively to the point that it interferes with your productivity? We need to continually be conscious of how we invest our time. Every second, we're making choices and we're either growing or dying. We're moving towards or away from fulfilling our true potential. Who do you spend time with? Who do you hang out with? This is vitally important. Are you surrounding yourself with people who support the direction that you're heading in, the path that you're forging? Or are you hanging out with people who are holding you back? And even subconsciously, they're sabotaging your dreams because they don't want you to move on. Again, this is a vital, vital point. Have you outgrown certain friends or certain relationships? Are you stuck in a dead-end friendship? Do you now have different values, visions, dreams, and a different direction? Sometimes the hardest thing to do is to let go of friendships or relationships that no longer serve us. But often, nothing new can come in until you let them go. Does that make sense? You must create a space if you want new goals and dreams to come to you. A space for new ventures, for a new beginning. So, where are you investing your time socially and with whom? And is it a wise investment for you? So, everything that you do or don't do, everything that you believe or don't believe in, all the actions that you take or don't take, these are all communicating something to the world around you. Do you continuously arrive late to meetings? Do you get caught up in gossiping? All of this counts. Do you preach one thing and go ahead and do the opposite? I know many people, I'm sure you do, and, you know, they maybe tell clients to do things that they're not prepared to do themselves. They don't walk their talk. So when people don't achieve the various goals that they set for themselves, it's no mystery as to why that is. It's really not rocket science. You just have to look at their life and see, are they using their time wisely? Are they wasting their time? Are they involved in activities that are moving them closer to their dreams or further away? Are they hanging out with people who are serving them or disempowering them? So what percentage of your activities are congruent with your goals? Are you leveraging your time appropriately and moving forward every day? So for your home play, go through this lesson again and really go through it and be honest with yourself and attempt to utilize your time more wisely. And what you're currently paying yourself per hour, have a really good look at that. Have a look at it in comparison to the figure that you know you could be earning if you were operating at your full potential. And then what action steps can you take that will allow you to move closer to that figure? Everything else counts. Rewrite your goal. Bring up your picture as you're writing it. Go into the theater of your mind. Make everything more colorful, bigger, bolder, brighter. See that end vision. Be in that state of certainty. Move forward. Out of your comfort zone, taking that action without distraction. Have your best day, and I'll talk to you same time, same place tomorrow.